Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go right on out to the pits and the electronic traders and see where we stand. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City, March wheat. 852 down 4 1/4. July is 870 and a quarter down 3 1/2. March wheat in Chicago, 806 and a half down 1 1/2. July, 825 and a quarter down 2. March corn, 718 and a quarter down 5 3/4. July, 720 down 5. And December 13, 620 down 2. January soybeans, 1473 down 23 1/4. July, 1436 and a half down 15 1/4. November, 1315 and a half down 3 1/2. January soybean meal, 446.20 down 9.20. January soybean oil, 49.30 down 49. December live cattle, 129.15 up 15 cents. January feeders, 154.62 and a half up 37 and a half. February lean hogs are 84.70, now 67 and a half down 7 and a half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Well, futures in the soybean pit down sharply this morning, I suppose, because exports are going the wrong way.
Well, you know, that and, of course, the Dalian bean meal took sort of a hit last night, which was one of the first thing that sort of did this. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty of what's going to happen as far as tax rules. We're seeing a lot of people go to the door and just bank some profits they've made as of late in the beans, too, and wanting to get those profits in this year rather than maybe take them into next year when they're going to be taxed at a higher rate. A lot of concern about what's going to be happening with the fiscal cliff. Can we get anything done? And when they do get something done, what is it going to be and how is it going to affect a lot of things? So a lot of funds, a lot of individuals just going to the sidelines till the end of the year, and that's generally selling rather than buying.
Essentially weak longs leaving the marketplace.
Yeah, and sometimes even as thought we were strong longs have to leave the marketplace.
Well, with the dip that we see in March beans, might as well talk about March, January going off the board at the end of the year. It's close enough. We're really breaking some technical barriers to the downside, and the hard-fought barriers we got coming up.
You know, they were hard-fought barriers, and basically when you you take them out as resistance on the top side, they become support, and when the support gives way, why, it's not a pretty technical picture. You know, the some of the technical people that follow the technical GAN theory and everything like that, they've been projecting this sell-off going into the end of the year for the last couple weeks. They had egg on their face last week, but this week they seem to have got a couple napkins and wiped it right on off.
And we dipped the 50-day moving average right now. The moving average for the 50-day is sitting 1467.5 on the March contract. Trading, we're trading 1465 at the moment. So we're dipped below that a little bit. When they were predicting with some boldness about the downside, where did they say it could go?
Well, unfortunately, there's probably another 50 cents down on some of the technical charts, Dave. So, you know, we do have some fear of a little bit of risk-off type attitude between now and the end of the year, especially being motivated by some of the chart action.
How much of what we're seeing in the soybean pit today is carryover into wheat and corn, and how much of it might be that wheat and corn have their own negative stories to tell?
Well, I think you're right in all those cases, Dave. I think you hit a lot of good points. First off, the beans are pulling the corn and the wheat lower today with their exaggerated move. And then we're also looking at corn exports have been poor. The planted acres for next year estimates have been high. We got a little rain out west over the weekend and a little help there. We are getting some rains in South America and the different areas. You know, their planting in Brazil picked up about 95% done, and they seem to be in a little better shape down there. So all of the things together are pulling us downward today, except the other outside markets. We do have crude up 67. You know, we've got the dollar down 19 cents. We've got The Dow Jones, acting good here today. So, all in all, the outside markets are a little bit positive for us today.
This 714 area in the March composite daily corn chart has been an area of support for quite a while. In fact, as I count it, if you count today, we're down there seven times, testing that number, more or less. And in the previous times, off of the test, we've managed to find a way to get back up into the 760s. But at some point, one must say that 714 is not going to hold anymore. And there is that juicy gap that technicians like to talk about around 693 on the top side.
Very much so, Dave. And like you say, there's going to be a day where it doesn't hold. We sort of feel that it will hold this time one more time and take a look at things. But I think that we all have to have our reality glasses on, that if we do break through that, maybe we ought to take those rose-colored glasses off and put our reality glasses on.
I wonder if after the first of the year, as we move toward those USDA final reports, and there may be some thought that maybe production is a little bit more than we think, the exports are a little bit less than we think, and at the end of the day, ending stocks go up quite a bit, and boom, then we're into the soup.
If those were the realities of how that report comes out, we would have all been wishing we had our selling shoes on last week.
What else we need to keep an eye on in the balance of this week, Wayne?
Oh, I think, watch Washington. Watch what they're doing with the fiscal cliff. Can we get to some sort of agreement to stabilize things?
There are so many moving targets with that to consider. I suppose we just need to kind of wait and see what happens. One of the big pieces, though, is what happens with the farm bill. Does the farm bill get rolled into it or not?
We would sure hope so. We would love to see the farm bill pass this year. I don't want to see him kick it on down the road. I think we have great potential to have them try to negotiate some more money out of the subsidy that's put into crop insurance because of the large claims this year. And I think that that's one of the things that's keeping American agriculture strong. And we would sure hate to see the farmer pay more than his fair share of cutting this budget.
The first people hurt would be the milk people, though.
Milk people,
isn't that right?
They're on the top of the list, and they're striking out real hard at them. I mean, we would like to see a little bit kicked back in. I don't know if you've ever milked cows or been around it, but those guys work very hard for every dime they make.
They work every day, while grain farmers have some days
every
where they just watch things grow.
At least twice a day for sure, no matter what. Yeah. You know, they don't get any holidays.
I read somewhere that if the farm bill weren't extended, and I can't imagine Congress not putting an extension on before the end of the year. I just cannot see that. But if that were to somehow happen, I read that milk prices could go to $6 a gallon commercially.
Yeah. That I couldn't tell you, Dave. I don't have the facts or figures on that to either confirm or deny or agree or disagree. So, but I mean, I will say that the dairy farmers had some real problems with what they've caused with his reductions that are being proposed. Like I say, we have to remember they'll probably do something with the farm bill because it includes food stamps.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, brief update for you. March corn is 718 and three quarters, down 5 1/4, now 5 1/2. July, 719 1/2, down 5 1/2. March wheat is 806, down 2. Your July is 824 3/4, down 2 1/2. That's the Chicago version. January soybean, 1471 3/4, down 24 1/2. July, 1435 1/2, down 16 1/4. November beans are 1313 1/2, down 5 1/2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. The time now is 10 o'clock Central Time.